Radio StPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews The Lego Movie 2, the second part.
All is not lost when a sequel to a beloved original film fails to live up to the hype squad. It reminds you how special the first time around was, and how it took you by genuine surprise. The first Lego movie, before the Lego Batman spinoff and Lego Ninjago, blindsided me with its unexpected depth and poignancy. It made my top 10 of 2014. The Lego Movie 2, the second part, sports a likable story and works through a conflict almost all of us can relate to. However, the magic is dimmer. The surprises are less than, and the novelty is now bargain bin instead of eye level on the most trafficked shelves. Phil Lord and Christopher Miller entrust their new Lego installment, which checks all the boxes, but more by rote movement rather than cheeky creativity, to the mastermind behind Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo. Bargain bin indeed. Bricksburg mirrors our own reality 5 years after the mini-heroes defeated President Business's evil plan to glue the universe into immobile stasis. No longer seeing everything as awesome to welcome the new day, the residents of Mad Max-style Apocalypseburg are under siege from the evil Duplo invaders, who destroy any and all Lego construction improvements in the now dust-blown desert landscape. Life is hard. Nobody smiles. Except for perpetual optimist and happy-go-lucky Emmett Brickowski, voiced by Chris Pratt. Emmett constructs his white picket fence homestead in the wasteland because that's who he is, and also to impress Lucy, a.k.a. Wild Style, voiced by Elizabeth Banks. No amount of hodgepodge death vehicles or alien laser attacks will darken Emmett's day. Lucy has no room for idealism. "You've got to stop pretending everything is awesome," she warns Emmett. Everyone from Batman, voiced by Will Arnett, to guard cat Unikitty, voiced by Alison Brie, settles into a funk, and have all changed with the times. War is present, and war will continue. Emmett, never one to change with the times, either cannot or will not succumb to the brooding. After a Duplo soldier kidnaps the Apocalypseburg leaders, including Lucy and Batman, whisking them back to the Sistar system, Emmett strikes off on a solo rescue mission, confident his can-do attitude is all the supplies he needs. The audience is in on the secret, though. We learned a real-life family with the largest basement devoted to Legos on Earth propel the action based on what and how they play. This was the first Lego movie's big reveal, and the main reason it hit so hard, hinting at non-kid-friendly subjects such as theology and metaphysics. The new film begins with the secret, now open knowledge, showing us how sibling squabbles disrupts tranquility, and pushes the older brother to establish Apocalypseburg, fortifying Emmett and company from his little sister's purple and pink Duplo invaders. The premise works. Misunderstandings foment strife between two different worlds. But the gun punch is gone. We've seen the man behind the curtain, and now we know too much. Queen Whatevra Wananabi, voiced by Tiffany Haddish, plans the character kidnapping, but assures the abductees it is for their benefit. Listen to the bubbly pop music in the Sistar system and feel better. Perhaps if she marries Lego Batman, the two worlds may unite and play together. Exactly the type of concept a little sister would invent. Lucy resists the brainwashing, while Emmett, racing to help, encounters a space swashbuckler called Rex Danger Vest, also voiced by Pratt, who describes himself as a galaxy-defending archaeologist, cowboy, and raptor trainer. Rex is a cross between Han Solo, Indiana Jones, and Pratt's character from the Jurassic World films, because he travels with a pack of velociraptors. Just the sort of character a preteen boy would dream is the epitome of awesomeness. New director Mike Mitchell maintains the character's pop culture hyper-awareness, so they continue to average an amusing one-liner every 30 seconds. Also returning are the dividing lines between jokes for the kids and jokes for their parents. Not too many children will understand why it is so funny a man named Bruce Willis is crawling around the ductwork. The sequel also acknowledges the impact the franchise made on society, with an updated version of everybody's favorite chorus, "Everything is Awesome," and even a new song, knowingly titled, "This Song Will Get Stuck in Your Head." Where the Lego Movie presented a true adventure tale, with more than a spice of existentialism, the sequel trades it in for kitsch and a lower common denominator. It's not wrong, but Lego Batman would growl that it is less than palatable. That is why I give the Lego Movie 2, the second part, 2.5 out of 4 stars.
Lego Movie 2, the second part, is rated PG. Playing this weekend at AMC Sundial 20, IMAX, as well as Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, the Studio Movie Grill in Seminole, Regal Largo Mall 8, the Ruskin Drive-In, and AMC West Shore 14. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.